Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Right now, you're listening to the fastest growing radio show in the South. And thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The call in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. You can call into the show, listen, and if you want to be on the show to give your opinion or your comment, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air, okay? And that's how we do it here on the Frank Williams Show. Again, I'm your host, and thank you guys for tuning. It's a great day, beautiful day as far as the weather goes. Right now, it's 77 degrees in the ATL, sunny skies. We're looking at a high of 88 today, low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, Friday, we're looking at a high of 91, partly cloudy skies and 69 at night. Saturday, thunderstorms, 87 degrees, 69 at night. Sunday, thunderstorms, 80 degrees, 65 at night. So the weekend may be wet. This weekend. The weekend may be wet this weekend. That's what it looks like so far, according to the Weather Bureau. But this time of year, we tend to have pop-up thunderstorms. Storm here, storm there. It'll rain for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then it stops, and it'll dry really fast. The streets have the steam coming off of them, and the water just soaks into the street, and the next thing you know, it's dry again. And that's the way it goes in the summertime here in Georgia. Those of you who are listening from out of state, I thank you guys for tuning into the show. And I know my friend in New York, there's you know, sunshine in New York, but it's not like Georgia, right? You shouldn't have left. Anyway, let's see here. Today's word of the day is, and cadence is spelled C-A-D-E-N-C-E, cadence. And it's a noun, and the first meaning is a rhythmic sequence or flow of sounds in language. The second meaning is a falling inflection of the voice, cadence. I always think of cadence as, you know, like the service people use when they're marching. Your lip, right lip. That's a cadence, right? Rhythmic sequence or flow of sounds in language. That's a cadence. It's a great word to put in your vocabulary and use it, right? And that's our word of the day. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, there is a big fallout about this gorilla story that I did on yesterday. Now, I got some feedback from some listeners on yesterday, and I want to apologize for a couple of things. The first thing I want to apologize for is that the couple that's parents to the 4-year-old that fell into the gorilla habitat, they were a black couple. They weren't a mixed family. I thought the wife was white and the husband was black, but they're both black people. And I thought that because on video, when I saw the video that the news had was broadcasting, the lady had the 4-year-old walking with the 4-year-old boy, and she was white. So I assumed by mistake that was the parent. But I guess it was one of the zoo officials or someone, a zoo worker or someone who was carrying the baby after they retrieved him from the gorilla habitat. So I want to apologize for that. And what else I wanted to apologize for? Well, that may be it. Anyway, it still doesn't make it okay, porters, to report that the husband is a criminal or has a long criminal background that has nothing to do with his child. And he wasn't even at the zoo when his child fell over into the gorilla habitat. He wasn't even there. Just the mom was there with the little boy. And so to report about him and his criminal history and all this was absolutely unnecessary. I mean, there's been lots of these incidents over the past years, and that was never a mention of these kids' parents within the reports, okay? So why is it mentioned when a black family is involved? I mean, it just shows the continual racist comments that reporters and the media has about black people. I don't understand what's the fear of black people. Why are reporters and news outlets, media, and all these folks in such fear of black people? Black people has never done anything to white people. It should be the other way around, right? It should be the other way around. But anyway, I'm not going to get on that soapbox today. I got a lot of flack about that on yesterday. I'm not gonna get into that. You know, I just believe it's you know, it's the fascination in making black folks the villains all the time. I mean, what is it? What's the problem? Why is it? You've done harm to black people for years and years and years. What is it now? I mean, why can't it, you know, die out? Why can't it go away? I don't know. I don't know the solution. And so, whatever. We just have to deal with it, right? Anyway, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And please, guys, if you want to make a comment or if you want to be on the air, just press the number one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air. I mean, people send me texts and emails and say different things. Well, come on the air and say it. Say it to my face, and we'll talk about it. Hey, it's no problem. I don't care if you disagree with me or if you agree with me. It doesn't matter. But you can say your piece to me in my face. Just call up and say something on the show, and we'll go from there. Anyway, here we are. Today's episode is entitled, "Is an Ohio Police Officer Charges for Murdering Two Unarmed Black People." And I want to discuss the continuing saga as white police officers continue to shoot and kill black people and get away with it. And until the court system, the Justice Department, whomever it is, until they start to incarcerate, imprison, lock up some of these police officers for killing people, it's not going to stop. We're going to continue to hear about it. Think about this. One thing that I have said over the past years is, why don't we hear about black officers killing white kids? Why don't we hear about black officers killing white people? Why don't we hear about that? There are plenty of black police officers all over the United States. All of them have guns. They're on the street policing. Why don't we hear about black officers killing white kids? Why don't we hear about black officers killing white people and getting away with it? Because black officers don't have a problem with white people, with white kids. But white officers have a problem with black people and black kids. It's very frustrating. And I always tell my kids, excuse me, the only thing that I can see for you to do is to keep yourself out of trouble. You stay out of the company of bad people. You know they're bad people when you get around them. They'll show their colors really fast. I remember when we were growing up as young kids, and my mom used to always say, "You continue to hang around him, you're gonna be just like him." And that's true today. If you continue to hang around people who do drugs, you're gonna do drugs. Continue to hang around people who commit crimes, you're going to commit a crime. And even if you don't commit the crime, but you're with them, it's just like you committed the crime. Okay? It's just like you committed the crime. Now, these police officers in Ohio, and I'm going to read you a little blip of this story. They shot into this car. It was 13 officers. They shot into this car 137 times. One car, they put 137 bullets into one car. That's unimaginable. That's unimaginable. I don't know if I'm saying that word right. Unimaginable. I can't say that. So, but they shot into this car 137 times, killed two people who were unarmed, 13 police officers. But only one officer was indicted for it and went to trial. And this happened in 2012 or 13. I'm not sure. It's either 12 or 13, but he's just now coming to trial last week. And then the verdict came out on Friday, and the judge acquitted him of all charges. And this guy is the only officer, after, you know, firing shots into this car, he's the only officer that got out of his vehicle, ran to the victim's vehicle, okay, got on the hood of the car, and put another 15 shots into the windshield of the car. And he got acquitted. How does that work? I don't understand. Okay, now, this is just, and I'm just going to read a little bit of this, but this is how everything started. And this is what I was wondering, you know, why would they shoot up this car like this? Why would they kill these, what did they do? And here's what happened. The fatal shooting of Russell and Williams, those are the two people, two victims in the car in East Cleveland in 2012, is what it was the outcome of a chain of events that began shortly before 10:30 p.m. when an officer in an unmarked car. I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to tell all my ladies and gentlemen out there who are listening to the show, if you are stopped or you see an unmarked car wanting to pull you over, don't stop. You keep driving your car until you get to a place that is well lit and, you know, maybe have a lot of people around. Don't stop your car for an unmarked police car. You don't have to. There's a law about that. They're supposed to, and I learned this from one of my police officer friends, an unmarked car is supposed to call in a uniformed marked vehicle to come in and stop you. They're not supposed to stop you. Okay? So this one thing I found. An officer in an unmarked car activated his windshield strobe lights and tried to stop the 1979 Chevy Malibu for a turn signal violation. These people died for a turn signal violation. The blue Malibu stopped but drove off as the officer got out of his car. About 5 minutes later, the Malibu backfired as it drove past police headquarters. Wow, what a coincidence. Officers mistook the sound for gunfire and began to pursue the car. Old Chevy on St. Clair just popped a round, one officer radioed at 10:33 p.m., according to a transcript of radio traffic introduces evidence at Brelo's trial. Brelo is the officer who was on trial. The radio transmission set off what became a 20-mile chase involving more than a third of the 276 Cleveland police officers on duty that night. During the chase, some officers reported that someone was shooting at them from the window of the Malibu. At least one officer reported that was not the case. And at 10:47 p.m., he radioed and said, "Passenger just put his hands out asking us to stop. He does not have a gun. He has black gloves on." The officer said, according to the transcript, "There's a red pop can in his hand." But that didn't stop the pursuit. Seconds later, the Malibu dead-ended into a middle school parking lot and was rammed by an officer's car. The Malibu spun to a halt as officers began to open fire. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second. Why would you open fire on a car? I mean, you done chased this car. Now they found a dead end. Now they stopped. Now one of your buddies done rammed into them. Why are you shooting at them? They not shooting at you. They don't have guns. They are unarmed. So why would you open fire on the car? Now, Brelo, the one on trial, fired his Glock from his driver's seat, reloaded, and emptied a second 17-round magazine, according to the investigation. He exited his car, according to testimony, to get a safer position behind another squad car, according to court documents. A state investigator who interviewed Brelo after the incident testified that Brelo said he drew on whatever. But Brelo, after he got out of his car, Brelo stepped onto the hood of the Malibu where he fired 15 shots into the windshield. Brelo told the investigators he did not recall getting on the hood of the car, but at the trial, a forensic scientist testified that he matched photos of footprints on the Malibu to impressions made of Brelo's boots. The shooting was 17.8 seconds. Russell, one of the victims, was shot 23 times. Williams was shot 24 times. The prosecutor said that evidence showed that Brelo fired 49 times. What's going on here? I mean, why would a police officer, all these police officers got this car surrounded and they just firing into the car? Why are you doing this? Okay. Let me say something. When this white boy, 10 years old, in South Carolina, went into the church and shot, I forget how many people it was, I mean massacred, 8 or 9 people, right? I think it was 8 or 9 people. And he leave the church. Now, they're looking for him. Okay, they're looking for this white boy. He done killed 9 people in a church. You didn't even ram his car. You pulled him over with ease. You get out the car and you don't even have your hand on the gun. He done killed 9 people. So you know he's got a gun. And you don't even shoot at him. You don't even shoot his tires out of his car. But you pull over 2 black people for a turn signal violation. And you chase them down. You had to chase this white boy down. You got 13 police officers shooting at the car. They hadn't killed anybody. They didn't have a gun. But you shoot into the car 137 times. Why didn't you shoot that white boy 200 times? Why didn't you shoot at his car 200 times? Why didn't you jump on the hood of his car and fire into his windshield? I don't get it, but it pisses me off about how they treat black people as opposed to how they treat white people. That's what pisses me off about this whole thing. You got a guy in South Carolina killed 9 people in a church massacre. Shoot them at, I don't know where they shot him at, head, stomach, chest, I don't know, but he killed them instantly. Blowing people away in a church. And you pull this guy over and you don't even draw your weapon. I even heard they took the boy to Burger King to get something to eat before they took him to jail. Come on, man. It's horrible the way that the police treat black people. And what have black people done to the police? I don't get it. Somebody, please explain to me what's going on with the police officers. 818-301-5834 is the number. That's where you guys can call and press the number 1 and give me your feedback or comments or opinion. But it's a sad case in America right now with the police officers. And, you know, I read a story where the United Nations have put together a team to come in and investigate the United States on the treatment of their citizens by police. I mean, this is not something that just that only America knows about, as far as these police shootings and all this. The whole world knows about this. And you know, people wonder why these other countries want to terrorize or do something to America. And this is it. This is part of the reason how America treats its own citizens. This is it. You think that other countries don't know about the Ku Klux Klan? You think other countries don't know about slavery and all these things that happened in slavery? You think they don't know about that? Of course they do. They don't want to harm us. They want to harm these white people. Y'all with me? They don't want to harm us. They want to harm these white people. Yeah, we got a big army, a big navy, a big whatever. Yeah, we're the biggest force in the world. That's the only reason that they don't pack us in. And America sits here so scared and shaken. I mean, when the Twin Towers got hit with the airplanes, oh man, it was a sad sight to see. And at that time, white folks wanted to embrace black folks. I'm not gonna turn my show into a white black fighting type thing. I don't want to do that. I just want to know. I'm just curious to know what's the fascination in making black people the villains? You want to do it in everything. You want to do it in welfare. You want to do it in drugs. You want to do it in everything. You as the media want to make people think that it ain't number black folks on welfare. Are you serious? It's probably more white folks on welfare than it is black folks in America. And if you don't believe me, go out there and find the statistics. Do you think that there would be a welfare system if there was only black folks on welfare? No way, Jose. And then now you want to bring the Mexicans the Latin people in to America to help build some of your businesses. Trump brought them in to help build some of his hotels. They're building hotels and everything for Trump. But now Donald Trump say, we gotta get rid of them. We gotta send them back. We gotta build a wall. Well, you wanted them in years ago to help build your hotels. Now you want them out. Why? Why? Man, I tell you, the Latinos want to cut your head off. You aren't getting the Latino vote. I guarantee Trump won't get the Latino vote. He had his little motorcade of people, and he was going into some city, and they had the cameras out there. When he made the turn to go onto this street, they had their fingers up, their middle fingers up at his car. They were also pulling their pants down, showing their butts to him. They don't want no part of Donald Trump. And, you know, you bring them in here, want them to build for cheap, bring them in here for cheap labor, want them to build. And now that they figured out the system and bring their wives and kids and have more kids and bring other people in and they all live together and figure out how to make this thing happen, how to become citizens of the United States, because we're supposed to be a free country. And now that they're getting to here and they're starting to be a huge part of the population, now you get scared. They may take over. They may take over. We got to do something to stop this. But that's not going to happen. Hey, guys, I'm out of time. I appreciate you listening to the show today. I really do. And there were a lot of people on the show today, and I appreciate that. And I'm sure there are a lot of people listening on my show page online at Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate that as well. Thank you, guys. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And I want to be here because people say, you know, Frank, you say some crazy stuff on the show. Well, maybe I do. But I just want to help people understand what's going on. I want to help people about different things before they act, because their actions could lead to some bad stuff. And so, guys, keep your family safe and keep them close and keep them informed about what's going on and how to handle this game of life, because it is a game, okay? And my mom used to tell me that all the time. Life is a game. If you learn how to play the game, if you learn how to play the game well, you'll have a good life. So part of the game is this law stuff and this police stuff. That's part of the game because they're out there, and you have to be out there. So to know what's going on with the police, how to handle it, and how to be a great citizen, okay? This is a great country. I don't discount that at all. And I love being in this country. But I do not love these police. Not all police. Because we got good ones and we got bad ones. That's just like people. You got, there are good white people out there and there are bad white people out there. There are good black folks, bad black folks. There are good Latinos, bad ones. All. In every race, there's good and bad. So, you know, you got to figure it out, guys. But I'm over. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Just Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
Bye.